ethanol derived from corn, and vegetable oil-based biodiesel are examples of here and now solutions that deserve investment and support. We believe that corn ethanol and vegetable oil biodiesel will continue to account for a significant percentage of biofuels for years to come.
We're working with ethanol producers today to be sure we are perfecting the seed inputs that give the absolute best value through the chain, and we see significant potential. Just think about even a 5 or 10% improvement in overall yields for the systems can be a great result for everybody involved in this chain.
We shall see where yields go, but each 5-bushel increase in yield above the current trend would be the equivalent of adding 2.5 million acres of corn, enough to produce that additional 1 billion gallons of ethanol each year. America's undeniable need for energy today and tomorrow offers vast economic opportunity for biofuels. The opportunity makes me a biofuels cheerleader.
We have started down the path towards a very bright future, a future in which we buy our energy by the bushel and not by the barrel.
Now, which would you rather gamble on? The productivity and the patriotism of America's farmers, or the goodwill of people like Hugo Chavez in terms of relying on our energy?
In our view, ethanol is here to stay, and it's going to be a very important part of our nation's gasoline pool. It is absolutely essential that ethanol and the entire biofuels industry become strong, vital, and self-sufficient.
Despite nice words from the American Petroleum Institute, there is no question that the oil interests have a strong interest in keeping us addicted to oil.
Let me just put it bluntly. We're too dependent on oil. I welcome the low gasoline prices. However, it's not going to dim my enthusiasm for making sure we diversify away from oil. And then, of course, there's the national security concern for oil. Why? Well, we get oil from some countries that don't particularly care for us. See, I like the idea of promoting a fuel that relies upon our farmers.